Hi everyone, this is hello everybody, this is Ian Along and this is Tagging Along with me, Ian Along. So this is the first time that I'm trying to put in live streaming and at the same time podcasting. And right now I'm at home. It's usually I do my podcast during daytime and while driving on the road. No, by the way, this is the beauty about podcasting. While I'm driving, I pour my thoughts in. So, ganun ang ano ko. So, hindi po ako nagpa-podcast na nakatingin sa phone. Ako yung nagdadrive, nagsasalita na para akong may kausap. Sometimes, I even argue with myself. Magandang gabi po sa bawat isa. Welcome po sa aking pong live stream / podcast. This is Ian Along once again. And kamakailan lang, kanina, recently, may natanggap po tayong information or balita regarding dito kay NAS. So, kung sino naman sa inyo nakakapanood ng NAS Daily, alam nyo po, yung iba nagulantang po sa pinos ko po, kung talaga ano po. So, pinos, so for the benefit of the podcast episode, I'm doing my live stream right now while at the same time doing my podcast. So pero bago muna yon, binitin ko ng konti, no? Kumusta na po pala kayo? So, parang sulat lang. So, ngayon po, ang right now ay mag-ECQ na naman bukas. So, nandito na naman yung walang kamatayang ECQ na umiikot-ikot lang daw. At sasabihin nila na pag may nabasa nga ako na may mga iba, maiinis na sa letter M, sa letter E, sa letter C, sa letter G, sa letter Q. Baka nga pag narinig yung bubbles, baka mainis pa po lalo. Ayun, so parang pinadaan ko na po yun. So ngayong gabi, I wanted to talk about yung ano nga, yung tungkol nga po kay NAS. May mga iba sa inyo, nakita yung mga talaga, yung mga iba po na mahilig po magbasa ng mga post ko. Eh, napag-usapan po natin yung tungkol kay si NAS. Si NAS po, siya po yung tinatawag na yung sa kung tawagin yung sa yung alam nila yung sa NAS TV. 'Di ba? Yung sa NAS TV. Or NAS Daily. Kasi NAS si NAS po, ang kanyang pangalan ay si Nocer Yacine, o yung tinatawag na si NAS Daily, o si Nocer Yacine. Isa po siyang influencer sa at siya'y sumikat dahil sa kanyang 1-minute video. That's 1 minute. See you tomorrow, or see you. At napakaganda po ng mga kanyang mga take. At imagine ninyo po, sa isang tao na maraming ginagawa, sa isang tao na maraming abala, makakabasa siya ng content 1 minute. Na wow! Diba? Hindi na ako magbabasa ng pagkahaba-habang mga wall posts katulad nung kay Ian Along. So, ganun po yung nangyari po, no? So, at kamakailan lang naging controversy yung kanyang situation. Kasi parang siya may tinayo na kung tawagin ay NAS Academy. Yung NAS Academy na yun, kung hindi po ako nagkakamali, parang hawig po siya sa tinatawag na master's class. Yung tinatawag na master's class, kung familiar kayo sa Facebook, may mga advertisement tungkol dyan. Yung about master's class, isa sa mga sikat doon na alam ko, si Morgan Freeman. Meron pa si, hindi ako nagkakamali, si Martha Stewart kasama din. So parang medyo pinattern doon, pero ang twist doon, yun nga, learn from the best in a customized learning environment that is invested in your success. So ang ganda ng marketing strategy, kasi tapos galing pa siya doon sa One Minute Wonder. So any person who is into social media marketing and into kasi hahanga ka dahil maliit yung 1 minute lang. 1 minute lang or even sometimes 3 minutes. Pero malaman yung mga sinasabi. Tapos very inspiring. Kaya maraming believe. Pero let us remember, ladies and gentlemen, na kagaya ng let us remember that there are really people who are really good in marketing. Is it wrong or right per se? I cannot give that black and white to you. Pero, yun nga, kamakailan lang yung controversy nung kay Wang Od yung magtatato. She's around 102 years old. So siya po yung ang balibalita na sinasabi compared to kasi binigyan siya ng commitment. Parang binigyan siya ng pagkakataon na makapagturo din for a fee. Kasi ang master's class, babayaran mo per teacher. Tapos yung teacher mo, expert siya sa particular. Hindi lang basta teacher sa isang university, kundi somebody in the industry. So, parang master's class nga. Tapos yung kay Wang Od, yung sa pagtatato. No. Ang nangyari dito, maraming variation. May mga nagsasabi na ang usapan lang sa kanya ay $15. Which is way smaller compared to others, like $450. Hindi man lang ginawang $100, di ba? So ganun po nangyari doon kay Wang Pod. So tapos yun po yung naging issues sa kanya. Pero kasi I have my first hand experience with this just a few seconds of passing gives an impression of a person, although that's only a first impression and I will not mention it in details, but it shows him when I encountered the disengagement at that time. I understand that he is quite busy at that time because maybe he got overwhelmed with the Makati crowd at that time, because we were in Makati when we saw him in his typical shirt, with his typical t-shirt, and that is a conscious personal branding. The way he promotes minimalism, sort of minimalism, that I own, that he doesn't drink coffee, and that he and many more, and you can say that he is an influencer. So merong maganda, hindi magandang impression sa mga influencer, but I will not go to that road because every person has the right to defend himself or herself, not really defend, to prove himself who he is. Not for other people's validation, but for the sake na kailangan niya ganun lang siya. So, the disengagement, nahalata ko na I'm familiar with this kind of posture. And I have seen it somewhere. And this is not a biblical truth, by the way. This is just my observation and this is my experience. And this type of experience is valid. And maybe one day you will encounter him. You will encounter that person. And that person will... That person will... That person will have a good experience with you or you to him, pero that is my personal experience. So parang nung time na yun, hey, parang nawala yan, something is different. This is not the somebody who just created the content. Somebody who just created the content and it boom, it became big. Everything is calculated. Yes, part of it, personality niya. Yes, part of it, personality niya. And all, kasi mas madali yan eh. Pero, kasi I've been doing live streaming since 2018. And somehow, what I noticed is that he is no different. Tapos ito nga, bumulaga na ngayon ginawa kay Wang Od na alam niyo, I'm not band, sasabihin nila na ni Ian, baka nagbabandwagon ka. Maybe you're bandwagoning from other people's dislike, from other people's animosity with the person. But the thing is, hindi po bandwagoning ang tawag po doon. Kasi kung bandwagoning yun, hindi kasabay ko yung ano, yung experience and all. Pag sinabing bandwagon, yung nakikisaw-saw ka. Nakikisaw-saw. Hindi po bandwagoning ang tawag po doon. Hindi po nakikisaw-saw. Just sharing, just taking this, yes, taking this opportunity. Kasi alam niyo, there's such a thing called opportunity. Yung pagkakataon na to to really mention, diba? Kasi it happened some time ago, yun nga, he's quite an attitude, quite a disengaging person. And nawalan ako ng gana doon, no? So, nawalan ako ng gana dun sa, ano niya. But, syempre, sasabihin ng mga ibang fan dyan, sasabihin, ayun ba kasi, ano eh, ganyan eh. Maybe he's an introvert. So, maybe he's, yung people who defend disengaging attitude too much, yung naintindihan ko, some people want to do a benefit of the doubt when it comes to people who disengage other people. I understand that part. I myself do that from time to time. Pero may mga tao who really defend that person because someday, and I think, maybe I'm wrong, someday, if they will become famous, or they will become popular, or they will become a bigger influencer, they will have a disengaging attitude as well to people who has a personality like mine. And I'm not pitying, by the way. I'm not pitying. Kasi there are other people who have similar personalities as I am. So, yun nga. So, but that's beside the point. Kaya nga hindi ako nagsasita about it. And that is just a few seconds of situation. Diba? That situation. Kaya, ayun. So yun pong ano, yung update yun. So, and this gives a bad impression on influencers na pero at the same time, this also expose influencers, not negatively exposed that there is a big scale mafia like situation when it comes to influencers. I'm not just say that nor imply that. It's just that it exposed that influencers do not give their content. They do not create their content out of the fly or just by looking at the ceiling and that is my content. boom. No, hindi po ganun ang ginagawa nila. Nagka-create sila ng effort, editing, kaya nga yung 1 minute na yan, may mga edit siya, may mga team yan. Hindi lang siya mag-isa. Hindi ka gaya po natin na mag-isa lang yung ano, mag-isa lang. Minsan, tumutulong ang misis ko sa mga pictures, kaya pag maganda ang kuha ko, sa misis ko yan, si Ami Kenneth Along. Or Ami Loyola sa Facebook. So yun. Kaya I was thinking, yun nga, they get exposed na manufactured, na most probably, more often than not, manufactured yung image ng mga influencers. I'm not saying all, and I admit there are some influencers who use part of their personality, and then that personality paid off to a particular audience. Kasi definitely, you will have your clout. We are so unique that we are also similar. Kasi para ka lang, you just throw a rock or throw pebbles, di ba? So nagtapong ka ng pebbles, kumalat, they create a pattern, they create a group, they create clusters. Paghagis mo ganun. That's because there's no such thing as too random. So same thing ng I remember Christian Bugia. A friend of mine from Baguio, Christian Bugia. Hello. He once told me na you will have your crowd. You will have your crowd na who will be creating your who will be your audience. And it did, di ba? So yun. So ano ba to? Yun. So like I mentioned nga, the image is manufactured, and also I think he saw the opportunity. Tapos Pilipino pa. Philippines is meron siyang malaking fan base sa Pilipinas, no? So malaki ang fan base niya sa, alam ko malaki ang fan base niya sa dito sa Pilipinas. So kaya nga yung, tapos may nabasa pa akong Facebook post, kaso inexpose din yung tao na yon na hindi to social entrepreneurship, di ba? Hindi to social entrepreneurship, may nag-expose sa kanya noon. Pero at the same time, it doesn't mean what yung ginawa ni nung team ni Nas and the team, kasi pag sabi mong team ni ganito, ibig sabihin kasalanan ng team na ganito, hindi siya. Pero pag binanggit mo na siya at Nas and the team, meaning sinama mo siya sa command responsibility. So in that case, Nas and the team had no regards to the cultural heritage or cultural and historical heritage of Wang Od. Not only Wang Od, but it is implied that he and his team doesn't have any regard to Philippine heritage. Samantalang yung iba, binabayaran $450. I'm not saying to increase the to increase as $450, but at least yung competitive man lang. And she's 102 years old. Sino pa bang magtsatsaga? Sino pa ang kaya? Sino ba sa NAS Academy ang 100 years old who can still produce a content? Diba? Tapos ilang taon yung ginagawa yun. Samantalang may iba, social media, newscasting, may mga ganyan, yung mga skills na ganyan na pagdating sa negotiation, may nababasa pa nga ako sa master's class, negotiation. Eh, samantalang yun ay 20 years, 30 years, at longest 40 years. While Wang Od, he is 102 years old. By the way, I do not have any tattoo. Kumbaga, I'm treating Wang Od's skills aside from cultural, historical, but also as skills that she had a long, long time. Kumbaga, isipin mo na lang yung skills na yun. I do not have any idea when was the time that she started doing it, but she's now 102 years old. Think about it, diba? So, kailangan man lang i-compensate siya doon. May iba kasi, tapos yun nga, yung nagreklamo nga yung pamangkin, yung apo sa pamangkin, or yung pamangkin, o apo sa pamangkin, sinabi na, wala daw siyang alam sa napag-usapan. So, na-exploit siya. Diba? So what am I trying to say here? Una, yun nga sabi ko, yung image na create ng NASC is just a byproduct of all, it's just a reflection of what influencers can do. What influencers are doing. You will admire a 1 minute content, pero may mga team siya, may editor siya, may script, baka may scriptwriter pa nga yan, or baka siya na yung gumagawa ng script, tapos may yun nga, editor team, tapos may nagka-camera for him, tapos may team din na, may team member din na iko-contact yung tao na yun. So higit yan sa tatlo. I'm not familiar with how many staff they were before yung skeletal stage pa, skeleton. Whatever. Skeleton to skeletal. But yung ilan yung nag-umpisa? Most probably, hindi yung dalawa. O, diba? Parang ano. So, yun. Tapos, yung number two, the image that influencers project. As a podcaster at the same time a live streamer, syempre hindi rin maiwasan na mapunta ako sa category na yon. Hindi maiwasan yon. As a podcaster and as a live streamer, hindi, not much of a vlogger, but more of a podcaster and a live streamer. Medyo mapupunta talaga ako dun sa ayaw ko sa gusto. Pero yun nga, to create a good following in live streaming, you need to create an image. And NAS is successful at that. The fact na nakuha nila loob nila Wang Od. So, ibig sabihin nun, talagang may ginawa talaga to. Conscious effort po yun. They created such image. Tapos yun nga, yung 1 minute content niya, tapos everything about hope, about challenging yourself, about minimalism, about deconstructing education, kaya that's why he's promoting University of the People. And I'm not against that, it is noble. Pero the downside of it is that at the end, it's still an image. This is why the image of positivity is one of the things that will that is too hard to maintain. May mga iba naman, may napapanood nga akong content na sa YouTube, napapanood sa akin ng misis ko, yung content ng ano, content na tungkol sa isang ano, sa isang business movement na vlogger, eh kitang-kita mo na the good thing about her, kasi she has the money to do that. But, kita mo yung sincerity din naman, kahit papano, I cannot tell. But the point is, you will create an image. That's the second one. The third one is, that I'm trying to pinpoint is that this image doesn't last long. One way or the other, that mask will have a crack. Magkakaroon ng crack yung maskara and the person will be revealed for who he is. So, masama ba yun per se, Ian? I cannot answer that black and white. It depends on the context. If you project yourself as a happy guy, happy person, then you create an image, yung pala, ito na pala pinagdadaanan mo. So, that's the problem. Kasi you created an image, but reality bites. This is why, when you create an image, which is hindi maiiwasan, when you create your image, my piece of advice is put an image that is very close to you. Kasi there are really some things that we keep from ourselves, we keep in ourselves. We do not state it in social media. This social media age, talagang meron tayong tinatago sa sarili natin. And it's not being plastic to do so. So, pero, you just want to keep something for yourself. And there are things that you're freely mentioning, like this one. That's why when you create an image of yourself, make sure it is near, if not the personality. Bawa, you can mention, you can project the yourself in your happy self than in a sad self. Diba? So, that's the thing that I reflect upon hearing the news about mask. So, to make it short, I'm not surprised. This is not bandwagon, but I'm not surprised. Because he had projected that image. I have seen the image that he is portraying, and I'm not surprised. And I'm not saying this to mention that all influencers are like this. Pero he is revealed for what he is. So, but again, I hope he learned this lesson. He and his team had learned their lessons on this. And they might even, put Philippines or these Filipinos to bad light. Saying that these Filipinos had a club mentality or stuff like that. He can do that. He's an influencer anyway. But at the end, his image, just like any other mask, will eventually crumble. Because that image will not that image, just like anyone, just like any mask, has its limits of protecting yourself from yourself, from revealing yourself. So, you got, I hope they have learned their lesson on this one. And also, I hope that he start being more he start accepting if he's really for the followers and for the clout, he should start accepting what ano yung mga how Filipinos are. But anyway, I also wish Wang Od the best, 102 years old, the best, and good health for her. Na sana ano, sana things will be clear on their camp and with the NAS Academy's camp. But still, this also reflects him as a person, and which is also a good reminder for aspiring influencers, aspiring live streamers, aspiring podcaster. And that's it. So thank you very much for listening, and this is Ian Along. Thank you so much for allowing yourself to be tag along.